Good morning. I'm Linda Perry with WBAI News. It's another day to bundle up. Temperatures will slowly climb into the upper 20s. Clouds will increase throughout the day. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the lower 20s. Two officers were honored at City Hall for saving a baby's life this week. Little Nora, 15-month-old Nora Schechter, is fine today because of the effort of two cops. 45-year-old Officer Mike Konitsotis and his partner, 25-year-old Officer Mike Racine, both from Queens, happened to be working in Manhattan. It was 2:30 in the afternoon on March 1st when they received a radio run for an unconscious, difficulty-breathing baby. They got to the scene and acted upon the emergency. Officer Racine sped to the hospital with parents in the back seat, while Officer Konitsotis, who has an EMT background, gave the baby rescue breaths.
Did mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and I had her cradled in my arms, knowing that it was a good airway. So I gave her rescue breaths, and at that point, I put her on my chest and gave her back thrust, because at that point, it was, in my assessment, a respiratory arrest, that the child wasn't breathing, and the child was unconscious. As soon as we were getting close to the emergency room, we notified the dispatcher to have them notified and have them ready for us to come. And at that point, Officer Racine safely pulled up there with the parents. And as soon as I gave the last rescue breath, the baby burped. And it was the greatest sound, that I heard. And I know my wife doesn't, but when I burp, but I'm sorry, Commissioner. Mr. Man, I'm sorry. But, it was the greatest sound.
A heartwarming story. In international news, Russian troops said to be 16,000 strong tightened their stranglehold on Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula on Monday, openly defying the U.S. and the European Union and rattling world capitals and stock markets. They stoked fears that the Kremlin might carry out more land grabs in pro-Russian eastern Ukraine. Russia called an emergency session of the UN Security Council Monday. Russia says Ukraine President Yanukovych asked for intervention. The Russian ambassador presented a letter from the Ukraine president requesting Russian President Putin to use force to bring order to Ukraine.
The life, the security, and the rights of people, particularly in the southeast part in Crimea, are being threatened. So under the influence of Western countries, there are open acts of terror and violence. People are being persecuted for language and political reasons. So in this regard, I would call on the President of Russia, Mr. Putin, asking him to use the armed forces of the Russian Federation to establish legitimacy, peace, law and order, stability, and defending the people of Ukraine.
That letter the Russian ambassador presented failed to convince Western representatives that actions in Crimea were justified. The two-hour meeting descended into verbal attacks with the U.S., the U.K., and France, accusing Russia of flagrantly violating international law and its own duties as a permanent member of the U.N. body. Several members also accused the Russian ambassador of fabricating claims of violence against Russian language speakers in Crimea to justify Moscow's military interventions. In local news, the Domino Sugar site on the Williamsburg waterfront is about to change. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a deal to create 700 affordable apartments with a number of units sized for families on the site. All apartments under the agreement will be permanently affordable. The project will also include significant commercial, incubator, tech, and creative space, which supports the administration's economic development strategy to increase quality jobs as part of mixed-use developments. It will also provide public access to the waterfront. This is a first step in the mayor's goal of creating 200,000 units of affordable apartments in the next 10 years. And the mayor is in Albany today. He'll attend a rally for universal pre-K, and then he'll meet with lawmakers in the state's capital. There he'll reiterate his calls for lawmakers to approve New York's five-year funding plan to implement pre-K and after-school programs. The de Blasio administration has been busy putting forth their plan for a September launch. Yesterday at City Hall, de Blasio focused on the importance of providing middle schoolers with an alternative to the streets in the very important year of 6th, 7th, and 8th grades.
I can tell you, anyone who's been a middle school parent or anyone who's had a middle school child in their lives will tell you is a strange and difficult time in a child's life. I often like to say I am a recovering middle school parent. It was just a few years ago that my kids were in middle school, and it comes with lots of challenges. It's also a time where kids are trying to make decisions about who they're going to be, and the negative influences around them out on the streets loom very large. I think it's as simple as this. A lot of kids, when they're in sixth grade, seventh grade, eighth grade, unfortunately get pulled by those negative influences. They get pulled by gangs and crews. They get pulled by the availability of illegal substances.
The mayor says they want to make sure there's a good, positive alternative for middle school kids and their parents. The plan being put forward expands the number of schools with after-school programs from 239 to 512 schools. The goal is to reach 120,000 middle school kids, and it's not about having a test-driven system. It's not about improving test scores. Richard Bury, who is now deputy mayor for Strategic Policy Initiative, knows about the importance of providing a rounded education. He was president of the Children's Aid Society. He says the value of after-school programs are not only measured by numbers.
Everyone who has children, who put their children in a sports program, who put their children in an arts program, isn't doing it because they think they're going to see a test result at the end of the day. They're doing it because they know that quality enrichment experiences are a critical part about how young children learn and grow. And I would say that every child in New York City should have the opportunity to engage in the kind of quality developmental experiences, whether art or music, etc., even if the impact is not measured by a test score.
Finally, an approach student, teachers, and parents can get behind. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.